Well, good morning to everybody. Certainly it's good to have this opportunity to be here with you at the Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church. We come before you soliciting and asking your prayers as we stand before you. I want us to, this morning, center our thoughts and our minds on one thing. Why are we here? Why have we gathered ourselves here on this, the first Sunday of December of 2023? Or last Sunday, or the Sunday before that, or next Sunday, we come together. Why? To worship. To worship the Lord.
Yes.
To worship the one that Brother David just spoke about, Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, the Savior of sinners.
Yes.
Jesus, the Messiah. Jesus, the ones that the children of God had looked for throughout all the Old Testament days to come to redeem Israel. Israel not being the nation Israel, but elect children of God out of every kindred, tongue, tribe, and people upon the face of the earth.
Right.
And we come here this morning for no other purpose but to worship Him.
Yes.
And I want us this morning to center our thoughts on worshiping the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now what I want to do, the Lord being my helper, I want to go to several places during the life of this one Savior, Jesus Christ our Lord, that the Scripture records for us, that generated and caused people because of what He had done, because of things that He had done, because of things that He said, to worship Him. And the Scripture says they worshiped Him. And we'll begin at the very first of His earthly life. And I say earthly life because, first of all, let me point this out. Jesus was born the Son of Man. But the Son of God is eternal.
Yes.
He had no birth. He's eternal with God the Father. But the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, who God sent to this earth to go to the cross and redeem and elect people that He'd chosen and given to Him in a covenant of grace before the world was. Yes, indeed, that Son of Man was born in Bethlehem of Judea. And we want to read Matthew's version of what happened there in Bethlehem when Jesus was born. It's found in chapter 2, and we'll read down through this and get to a certain point where we'll see, even at the birth of Jesus, those that gathered to where the little child, a babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes, they gathered and they worshiped Him. Can you imagine? How many children would there have been at that time in Bethlehem that were born? But none of them had people gather at their place of birth and worship Him. He's worthy of worship. God had created some miracles here in Bethlehem that had caused King Herod some trouble. He heard about these things and he wanted to overthrow it. And he did some awful things that the scripture records, trying to overthrow the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. But men gathered together at the feet of Jesus as an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and worshiped him. Beginning at chapter 2 here in the book of Matthew, and when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" Now, why did these wise men come to Bethlehem with such a question as that? Where is he that is born King of the Jews? They know all the Old Testament prophecies that he'd be born. Why did they think and how did they know to go to Bethlehem at this time looking for Jesus? God gave them something to prove and to show that this was indeed the birth of the Messiah. And so it says, whenever these men came asking the question, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to," what? "Worship him." What was it that made this particular birth significant? It was that star in the east. For you see, that star was not like a normal star. We go out here at night, on a clear night, we can see all the stars. The stars we see are millions of miles away. They don't direct us to anything. They're too high. But this star came down. This star came down from God of heaven, directing them to the one that had been prophesied and to be born King of the Jews, King of all that God the Father had given to him in a covenant of grace before the world was. Yes, these men saw that star and they followed it and said, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? We've come to worship him." Now when King Herod, the king, had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Why was King Herod so troubled at this? Well, he was king. He didn't want somebody else coming in to be King of the Jews. So he wanted to eliminate Jesus off the scene. He wanted to find this babe and to take him off the scene. But you see, King Herod, in all of his power as king, did not have the power of our God. Our God knew what he was doing, and our God was bringing about that which he had prepared for us from before the foundation of the world, the birth of the Savior to save his people from their sins. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, He demanded of them where Jesus Christ should be born. Now they knew something that King Herod didn't know. Why? Because the chief scribes and Pharisees knew the Old Testament scriptures. And they knew that God had said in Micah chapter 2 verse 7 that he would be born in Bethlehem. That's all they knew. They knew that the scripture, God himself, had told them from the scriptures that were God's holy, inspired, and infallible word that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. So that was the response they made to King Herod. He'll be born in Bethlehem according to the prophets. It's what they said. When Herod came, the king had heard these things. He was troubled in all Jerusalem with him. And when he gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. That's recorded in Micah chapter 5 verse 2. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. The only thing about that is King Herod had no idea, no plans, no real desire to worship this king of the Jews that would be born in Bethlehem of Judea. He wanted to remove him off the scene because he was the king over all that land, including Israel and the Jews. So he wanted to eliminate this child that they were saying would be born king of the Jews. They told him it would be Bethlehem of Judea, and he sent them to search for the child. And then Herod had privately called the wise men and inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I may come and worship him also. And when they heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star. Now this is a miracle. A star appeared in the sky, not 1 million of miles away, but one that directed them to the place where Jesus was. And who would think that they would go to a stable, because Mary and Joseph had no room, they had no room for them in the inn. So they went into the stable where they parked the donkeys and the horses and the animals that people would ride in and stay in the inn. They were in the stable. And Jesus was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger. What is a manger? A manger is a trough or a feeding device for feeding the animals that are in the stable. How would they know that Jesus was in such a place as that? This star, which was from God, which was unusual, which was a miracle from God to show them the exact place where this child was at. And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. The star pinpointed the exact place where Jesus was born, the Messiah, the Son of God, in Bethlehem of Judea. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. This was such a miracle to see a star just directing them to the exact spot where Jesus was. Don't you know they must have thought, well, this is the stable. This is where the horses and the donkeys are kept. But that's where Jesus was. Jesus was there. He was just a little babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. Couldn't yet even speak to them because he hadn't yet learned to speak. The Son of Man had not. But they found him there where the star directed. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God, now I like this scripture right here, the wise men were warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod. They departed unto their own country another way. And I want to point out something about that scripture. They received a message from God that was in direct opposition to the command of the king. That was a risk of death. You don't do what the king said, you would be executed the next day. But they obeyed God. They did what God told them in that dream. And they departed their way into their country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. And they were there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord, by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt I called my son. Jesus, even at his birth, and as we see, it says in verse 11 of this scripture, and when they were entered into the house, they saw the young child, Mary and his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. Worship.
Yes, they worship.
That's what it's all about. That's why we're here this morning. We're here to worship the Lord. What a great God he is. What a great Savior he is. We've met here to worship him.
Yes.
Even as these bowed down to a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and worshiped him. Now that was at his birth. We want to take a look at other scriptures. We want to turn over here to a time during the ministry of Jesus. This was a time whenever Jesus had performed a great miracle. He had fed 5,000 people. Now, I don't know whether you know how many 5,000 people is, but there's not a Cracker Barrel around here could feed 5,000 people if they showed up this morning. They couldn't do it. It'd be impossible. But here was 5,000 people. The disciples told him, well, Lord, there's more people here than we've got food to feed them. There's just 5 loaves and 2 fishes. That's not enough to feed this. And the Lord said, well, just have them sit down. He blessed it. He gave it to them. Said, pass it out. And they filled up the bellies of more than 5,000. 5,000 people plus the children, the women and the children. So there might have been 15,000 of them. Or even more than that. But it was a miracle that God, with such a small amount, could feed such a large group of people. But you know, after all of this happened, Jesus here, he put his disciples into a ship. And he told them to go in the ship across to the other side. And we'll begin here at verse 21 of the 14th chapter of Matthew. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. And in verse 22 said, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. And the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Now, you know, I want to just say this one little thing about my trip to Israel that I experienced. When we were on that Sea of Galilee and on that ship, and, you know, it's not much bigger than most lakes you'd find here in the United States. And I thought, how in the world could a big storm come up on this small sea? You could see over to the other side. How could a big storm come up that the scriptures talk about on this sea? And you know, when I was thinking that, the Lord must have thought, well, what are you thinking, Virgil Eric? What are you thinking? And he brought up a wind out there on that sea. And everywhere we went, Brother Joe Hildreth would call on one of the Primitive Baptist preachers to read the scriptures relative to where we were at. And he called on Brother Robert Torrance, my uncle in the flesh, passed on now and gone to be with the Lord. But he called on him to read the scriptures there from the New Testament, and the wind was so boisterous that he couldn't even hold his Bible and read it. It took 3 preachers to preach his sermon that morning. One to hold down this page and one to hold down this page so Brother Robert could hold his hand under his Bible and read it. And the Lord just showed me, don't question what the Bible tells about the boisterous sea. The Lord can bring up a storm on any sea, anytime, anywhere. And he can calm it with the sound of his voice. And so he told his disciples to go get into the ship. And the ship was now in the middle of the sea. And when the disciples, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them. Jesus went unto them on the ship in the boisterous wind of the sea. But Jesus was walking on the water. How can anybody walk on water? Jesus can. Jesus walked on the water. And when they saw him, they thought he was a spirit. And so this was a miracle that Jesus was walking on the water. We'll see a little bit later this morning, the Lord being my helper, that Jesus can even walk on the air. Jesus can walk wherever he wants to. He's God in the flesh. And so it says, the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, and the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Peter walked on the water with his eye fixed on Jesus. He said, Jesus, if it's you, bid me to come. And Jesus said, come. And Peter followed the Lord's command to come, and he walked on the water. But Peter got in trouble out there walking on that water. Why? Because he lacked faith to follow Jesus and do what Jesus told him to do. That's what it was all about. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And we'll ask you a question. What's Peter talking about? Lord, save me. Is he talking about save me to go to heaven? No, that wasn't what Peter was concerned about at this time. He was concerned about drowning because he was beginning to sink into the water. And he cried out unto the Lord, Lord, save me. Save me from what? Save me in time from drowning in the sea. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, there went forth did thou doubt. And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Jesus came into the ship and the wind ceased. He commanded the wind to cease. Even the winds and the weather obey his voice. Yes, the winds ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and what? Worshipped him. Yes, they worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Yes, Jesus walked on the water, performed a great miracle, and they worshipped him. They worshipped him. That's the key. That's why we're here this morning, to worship him. Then there was an occasion that's recorded here, and I'm going to have to move on here. There was an occasion after Jesus had been crucified, taken down from the cross, buried in Joseph's tomb, and rose again. And when he arose again, and they saw him in his resurrected body, they worshiped him. They bowed down at his feet and worshiped him. That's found in the book of Matthew here also. And it says, beginning there at verse 1 of 28, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him." Yes. They worshiped Jesus. Yes. In his resurrected body, raised from the tomb that they placed him in. Yes, he was worshiped there in his resurrected body. Now we want to turn to a little later, as Jesus had gone out to a little place called Bethany. And when he'd gone out to Bethany, he was about to leave this earth. He was going up into heaven. And they were there with him. They were there with him. It's found here in the book of Luke, at the very end of that chapter. And it says, beginning at verse 44, some words of Jesus. "And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures." You know, I always like that scriptures, because I can remember when I didn't understand the scriptures, and the Lord opened them up to me. A blessing from the Lord if you had the scriptures opened unto you. Because without the Lord opening them up to you, you'll never get them. And I know people that will probably never get them. They're not seeking it the right way. And they miss out on understanding the scriptures. But here, the Lord opened their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, And thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye here in the city of Jerusalem till ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Can you imagine what that must have been like to have been there? Yeah. To see Jesus rise up and defy gravity and go up and be received into a cloud, and from there go and take his seat at the right hand of the throne of God, where he is at this very moment that we're talking to you and speaking to you this morning. Yes, they watched this. They watched him ascend and go up into heaven. And what? They worshiped him. They worshiped him that could do such a thing as this, to defy gravity and ascend up into heaven, into a cloud. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, they worshiped Jesus. Now we want to turn over here to the book of Hebrews. Now, the book of Hebrews is a book written to the Hebrews, which was a church, a New Testament church, formulated from Jews who had practiced under Judaism, under the Old Testament way of worship. But now they'd come to the knowledge that Jesus, the Messiah, was come, and they were now a New Testament church, and some of them were beginning to get dissatisfied with this new way of worship because they were just used to the old way. But the old way pointed to something that was to happen, that had already happened. So Paul writes this letter to the Hebrews to convince them they ought to remain as a New Testament church worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Hebrews had a very distinct knowledge of angels. And they believed and trusted in the angels. But in this first chapter, the Apostle Paul, I believe, is the one wrote this, penned this, God's inspiration, of course. But he was convincing them that Jesus is much more important and desirous than the angels. Chapter 1 of the book of Hebrews. It says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, which he hath appeared heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins and sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Wow, what three scriptures is that? That sums it all up right there, what Jesus did for us and where he's at right now. Seated there at the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, there are Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to them a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten unto the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him.
Yes.
God commanded that even the angels that the Hebrews taught so much of, to worship Jesus, worshiping the Lord. We're here this morning to worship Him and to adore Him and to praise Him for what He's done. Now one other scripture now in finishing out this sermon will be found in the book of Revelation, where John saw a throne, and he saw a lamb on the throne. And what John was seeing was over into heaven, where Jesus was the lamb that was on the throne. And he saw there was a book over there, which I believe was the Lamb's Book of Life. And no one had the authority to open that book or to look into that book. He tells us about that here in the book of Revelation. And he says, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written, and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? No man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, is able to open the book, neither to look thereupon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, that's Jesus, having seven seals and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth unto all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and every tongue and every people and every nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, in other words, an innumerable host, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessings and honor and glory and power be unto that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And then it says, And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. Worshiping the Lord. We have saw several scriptures this morning on our meeting here this morning for no other purpose but to worship the Lord. We saw how it was that at the birth of Jesus, they worshiped him because of the miracle of the star that led them directly to where he was. We saw how it was that in his earthly ministry, when a storm came upon the sea, Jesus walked on the water. And when he got up on the ship and calmed the sea, those that were in the ship worshiped him. We saw that how he was crucified and buried in a tomb and rose from the grave. And an angel appeared and directed them to go back to Bethlehem, to Jerusalem to see Jesus. And when they were going back to tell the disciples, Jesus appeared to them and they fell in his resurrected body and they fell down at his feet and they worshiped him. And when Jesus got ready to leave this earth and to leave the gospel to be preached until he comes back again and ascended up into high and they saw him ascend and go up into heaven, they worshiped him. And we saw how much the Hebrew children, the Hebrew church, thought of angels and Paul writing to them and telling them that even God commanded the angels to worship him. And then when John looked over into heaven and saw the Lamb that was seated on the throne that was able to open the Lamb's book of life and the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him. That's why we met here this morning, to worship the Lord. I thank you for your good attention. May the Lord bless and keep you, is my prayer.